FNC's Pirro slams lockdowns. Where is the small business justice? Where is the right to the pursuit of happiness? By Jeff Poor on December 27, 2020. Saturday, FNC's Janine Pirro attacked the ruling class's hypocrisy when it comes to lockdowns and how the rules apply to small business but not corporations. The Fox News host took special exception to those allowed to ignore the rules of the pandemic if their activities fit a social justice narrative. Transcript as follows. Pirro, they are a shameful lot, a motley crew parading around us are representatives. Yet in truth, the epitome of people in it for themselves. I'm not the only one who feels this way. Congress's approval rating has polled as low as 17% this year. I'm surprised it's even that high. Since this coronavirus hit our shores, we've looked to Congress for action. Yet their inaction, their feeble attempt to come out and look like they're going to help us is as transparent and useless as they are. But this week, topped even Nancy Pelosi's shameless, "I'm rich and you're not" theater, as she posed eating ice cream in front of her $24,000 refrigerator freezer claiming that her rows of $13 a pint chocolate ice cream was helping her deal with the pandemic. What pandemic? There's no pandemic for people like you, Nancy. You constantly violate the rules you pass. The pain and the pleas of working people fall on deaf ears, as you claim to not understand why people are against lockdown orders. Your cold response, shelter in place is really the answer. Really? You phony, condescending, fraudulent hypocrite. As you, the most powerful elected House Democrat, pontificate that we simply need to listen to the science, you march through a salon without a mask like a queen immune from any laws or science. You and your ilk violate your own rules so often. It's clear, you believe not only that you are above the law, but also that the rules serve no purpose other than to suppress and defeat us. While you and California Governor Gavin Newsom shut us down, yet selfishly dine at restaurants so beyond the reach of people you seek to suppress that you're creating an unnecessary class war. Admit it. You don't even believe what you're saying. And by the way, is it even your role to say who should work and who shouldn't? Why can't one store be open, but not another? As Democrats look to crush small business, Target, Costco, Home Depot, and Amazon and the big box companies, they are all thriving. Small businesses selling the same items are not allowed to open. But you keep saying listen to the science. What science? Where are the numbers that support the closing of all restaurants in New York, New Jersey and California when there is only a 1.4% COVID spread? And you keep trying to close schools and get more money for the unions, yet kids rarely get it and they rarely spread it. The teachers who get it from home, yet, you hypocrites allow social distance to disappear when so-called social justice is in your agenda. Where is the small business justice? Where is the right to the pursuit of happiness? Where is the right of the little man to compete in this country? Why is McDonald's allowed to open, but not my neighborhood burger joint? You say the drive-thru is safe. Tell me about the guy who hands me the French fries through the window. Did he touch his hands to his glasses? His apron? To the person's hands before me? Was the burger cooked on an open grill? Was that man's mask on the whole time? And if he sneezed, did the mask slip off? How long have his gloves been on? Did he wipe his hands on his pants? Or his apron? Did he touch his sleeve? The one that he coughed into? Who are you kidding? But the one who takes the cake is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who at age 30 took the vaccine. Now, I call it the Trump vaccine. Funny, so many Democrats said they wouldn't take it if it came out of the Trump administration. Yet there they are jumping to the head of the line. We don't have enough vaccines and there's a shortage of supplies for the elderly and infirm. Yet, these federal politicians consider themselves vital and are therefore among the first to have access to the immunization. Healthy members of Congress, many of them younger than 40, pushing Americans to the curb as they bully their way to get a vaccine. The same bullies who got a paycheck and didn't give a damn about whether you would be getting one. These selfish politicians getting a vaccine before all the healthcare workers who work 15 hours a day, 7 days a week to make sure that we were safe. My friend, a doctor, is 73. He spent his life caring for others. He has a compromised immune system, an upset of his T-cell balance will prove fatal to him. He's not going to get the vaccine for months after Congress. Essential workers, which includes the garbage collectors and the truckers. He is hoping and his family is hoping he can hang on long enough to get it. Now, I have an idea, Ok. You're the one who talks the big talk about equality, minority justice and injustice. You should be the last in line to get the vaccine. You guys did nothing for the last 6 months but play politics in the run-up to the presidential election. Why weren't you guys protesting with small business owners who know in their hearts that they will not survive another shutdown? Who knows there's no one fighting for them? You don't have to be a genius to know that if lockdowns actually worked, they wouldn't have to keep locking us down. And you who anoint yourself the savior of the downtrodden. Have you even been trying to get money to Americans? A simple straight bill, you condescending, patronizing, holier-than-thou judgmental self-important phonies. All of you who use our tax dollars to pay yourselves while we wait and beg you to get our money for our families. And now, to get a vaccine to survive. After you get the vaccine, after you get paid while you shoveled down $500 meals that the French Laundry in California when families are waiting in line for food across America. You're disgusting. You're an embarrassment to the people's house. And now for the big screwing. How do you justify taking money from America to give to foreign countries in special interest during a pandemic as we come upon the end of tenant protections? That's December 31st with the inability to work. The inability to get a vaccine, and you arrogant selfish politicians think that $600 is enough. A primer, you work in the House of Representatives. It is the people's house. It was built for those who are closest to the people. You work for us. We pay your salary, your staff, for your travel, for your junkets. You spend our money, not yours, and you prefer to spend it now on third world countries while we're in a pandemic. You want to give $10 million for gender programs in Pakistan, $1.4 billion to the Asian Reassurance Initiative Act, $37 million to make sure the Philippine students don't play hooky. If you can't afford to take care of Americans, but you can take care of other countries and special projects of lobbyists, then we can't afford to have you in the people's house. You've proven that you're disloyal, that your health and your salaries are more important than the people who put you in power. Naively, you're a disdain for the people you represent, and it may be your undoing. Trust me on that. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.